KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. An investigator for the National Transportation Safety Board says the fatal crash of a small airplane occurred during an aborted landing, not a takeoff. The crash Saturday afternoon killed 31-year-old pilot Robert Lilly of Big Lake and 27-year-old Jesse Nelson of Seward and Anchorage. Lilly was a licensed commercial pilot. Nelson was a waitress, bartender, and journalism student. The couple had been dating for more than a year. Lilly was flying his own single-engine Cessna 150L on Saturday. They were approaching the main Merrill Field east-west runway, and an air traffic controller advised them to go around it and make another approach. Witnesses say the airplane climbed from the runway heading west, tried to make a left turn, lost power, and crashed. Responders and frustrated residents are racing against a tight deadline to help rebuild a badly flooded town in Alaska's interior before the region's unforgiving winter arrives. The town of Galena is working on a backup plan for alternate local housing in case some homes remain inhabitable by winter as expected. City Manager Greg Moyer says about 80 people from the community of about 500 have not been able to return to their homes yet. Officials with the Federal Emergency Management Agency stepped in to help after the spring flooding in parts of Alaska, when parts of Alaska were declared as a federal disaster. FEMA says responders are doing the best they can in Galena, given the logistical challenges of working in a community that's far from the state's limited road system. President Barack Obama signed the National Strategy for the Arctic Region in May this year. The strategy outlines priorities for the Arctic that will be put in place over the next 5 to 10 years. The three main priorities focus on security interests for the U.S., how to be stewards of the environment, and how to cooperate internationally as the Arctic changes. Brendan Kelly is with the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. He says now that the president has signed the strategy, the next phase is writing a plan to implement those priorities.
And it sort of spells out, okay, who's going to do what, when, to make this make us realize our objectives in the Arctic.
Kelly was in Nome this past week to listen to residents about what issues are important to the region as the Arctic changes.
So are people really concerned with deep draft ports? Are they really concerned with protecting subsistence hunting? Are they really concerned with our engagement with our international partners in the Arctic Council? I need to sort of hear what kind of bubbles up.
And many of these issues did bubble up last week. The city of Nome shared recommendations for the Arctic strategy with the U.S. Coast Guard, saying that a deep draft port is of concern. And Nome residents expressed concern for protection of fisheries and the Alaska Native culture. Kelly says all the comments he heard in Nome, as well as those heard in other communities in Alaska, will be brought back to D.C. and compiled with other perspectives from around the nation. Then Kelly explains the implementation plan will be established.
What it looks like is what kind of research gets done. It looks like how much, what areas do we focus our mapping and charting on. It looks like how do we engage our international partners in transits of ships through our waters, et cetera. So those are the things that we will see impacted by what ends up in this implementation plan.
Kelly says the U.S. is increasingly realizing that the changing Arctic is not just affecting people in Alaska, but also the entire climate of the globe.
This is not a local issue entirely. It's also a state issue, a national issue, an international issue.
Kelly continues his listening sessions in Anchorage and Dutch Harbor this week. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is taking a new approach to helping students struggling with depression and other mental health problems that can lead to suicide. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, UAF Associate Director of Counseling Tony Rumanier says a $5,000 grant from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention will pay for an online outreach program.
The way it works is we send out an email to all the students. What this program does is it helps us reach out to students who may be isolated or reluctant to come in for counseling.
Rumineer says isolation is a major risk factor for suicide, and the online approach is aimed at reaching people who have cut themselves off from others.
The way it works is we send out an email to all the students that are on campus at UAF, and it invites them to take a mental health survey at a secure, confidential website. Students are flagged if the results of the survey are of concern. Then our counselors follow up with a confidential email dialogue with the student.
Rumineer says counselors provide mental health referrals and resources, but no actual counseling online. The goal is to get them into the UAF Counseling Center for a face-to-face session. The online program is in use at 25 colleges in the lower 48, but UAF will be the first to employ it in Alaska. Rumineer points to national data that shows a dramatic increase in mental health problems at universities, adding that UAF has witnessed a similar trend.
We've seen a constant increase in the amount of, the number of students coming in for counseling here, but we're especially concerned about the students that might not be coming in.
Rumineer lists several mental health risk factors at UAF, including a lot of students living alone off campus, a high percentage of students who are military veterans, and students from small communities experiencing culture shock, along with cold, dark winters that can cause seasonal affective disorder. And the FAA has cleared the way for unmanned aircraft, or drones, to fly for the Alaskan oil industry. The Petroleum News reports approval for two remote-controlled aircraft to fly over the Arctic Ocean. ConocoPhillips requested permission for the drone flights, but the company says it's not quite ready to put them to use. Federal officials say the application talked about ship-launched flights to survey ocean ice flows and migrating whales in Arctic oil exploration areas, as well as emergency response monitoring and wildlife surveillance over the Beaufort Sea. The FAA's certified unmanned aircraft are small, each about 4.5 feet long, with wingspans of 10 feet or less. And Governor Sean Parnell has reappointed Jack Schultai Savimangak to the board of directors of the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. Schultai works as a general manager for Quixbuck Fisheries. He's worked in processing seafood for 37 years, mainly in fisheries in western Alaska. The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute is responsible for promoting Alaskan seafood and establishing quality specifications for selling it at market. The price of gold in New York is down $3.40 an ounce to $1,395.40, an ounce of silver at $24.18. It's unofficially 53 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.